going left to right on your radio dial. First down and goal. The Eagles are at the Perrysburg 5-yard line. Ball at the left hash mark. Jake Zopko, the Avon quarterback, awaits the snap. Zopko looks left, guns it to the left side, and it's a touchdown! Oh, did he put some heat on that throw? And he fired it to 5'9 senior Will Heilman, and the 5-yard score makes it a 7-6 ball game.
You're listening to AM 930 WEOL.
And we welcome you back to Wolfies. Boy, it has been a busy night here. And we've already determined we're going past the 9 o'clock hour as far as our show is concerned. I don't know why we say 6 to 9 every year, because we get such great cooperation and great turnout from the coaches that we end up going later than 9 o'clock. In fact, it's already starting to settle in the darkness here. Joe Bach has turned the big light on. Now we've got the television light going on us on a radio show. I'm not sure we need the big television light, Rob. They say radio adds weight. Joe, turn that thing off. My goodness. All right, let's get right back to our coaches. Well, before we do that, we have to congratulate the winner of the 4 Frankie Ballard tickets. And the winner of the tickets is Javier Cruz of Lorain. Javier Cruz has a 4-pack of tickets to see Frankie Ballard at the Lorain County Fair next week. So congratulations to Javier Cruz. So, Javier, enjoy the show. Now let's get to some more high school football talk as part of our Nick Abraham Elyria Ford High School Football Preview. And, of course, one of the premier programs not only in Lorain County, but certainly Northeast Ohio and perhaps the state of Ohio now, the Avon Eagles. They just keep racking up wins and playoff appearances. And, of course, they are led by Mike Elder. Well, Mike is out of town tonight. So he has sent one of his trusted assistants. Isn't it nice to be the assistant coach, Eric Kiesel, that just has to go out and do these things that Mike is usually doing?
Got to do what he asks sometimes. That happens. It's always great to be here with you guys. I appreciate all you guys do.
Well, Eric's the defensive coordinator over at Avon, and certainly, as I said, just one of the premier programs now as far as the state of Ohio is concerned. So what's on tap for 2016? How do you sustain it now?
We've always tried to keep, you know, building our program up, 7th, 8th grade, with our AYFA program, working the same system through and keeping all the kids we can involved. I think Mike saw the numbers when he got to Avon that it was a growing community, and he wanted to make sure that kids were having a great time and they were learning the game of football, so that, you know, normally those kids that maybe you lose from 7th to 8th grade, 8th to 9th grade, 9th to 10th, they're going to keep out, and that's, you know, that's a program philosophy I think we've been lucky to be able to establish.
What have your numbers averaged the last 3-4 years?
We have been about, we had 105 on the roster this year. It started spring. I mean, things always happen. Kids want it. Sometimes they do it and they're like, whoa, this is kind of hard work and we got to be accountable and all this. So we're somewhere, I think we're 92, 93 right now.
And that's about where you've been the last few years, correct?
Within 15 of that, you know, going down into the 70s some years. But yeah, over the last 5.
Now, we heard the highlight coming out, Jake Zopko throwing that touchdown pass. You didn't come out on the winning side in that playoff game. But, number one, you got to replace Jake Zopko. So even though you're the defensive coordinator, I'm sure you get a look at the offense once in a while. So what's on tap on the offensive side of the ball?
We got to, you know, they are lucky. I shouldn't say they're lucky. We're lucky. We got a lot of linemen back. So anytime any program can have linemen back, you got a chance to do whatever you want. And, you know, your guys, your big guys control things up front. I heard Coach Fell talking before about his offense. Don't even fool you. They took it to us pretty good on Saturday because they got some guys up front that are, we got to talk about dudes. Elyria's got some dudes, and we hope our dudes can kind of fill into that role this year. If they do it, your skill guys can do a lot. We got some running backs that kind of just fill in and are all really good, and if you can run the ball, you can run your play action, you can throw as much as you want once that is established.
Rob?
As a defensive coordinator, and, you know, we don't get to talk to coordinators all the time, so enjoy this tonight. What is your philosophy on defense, and how hard is it to go up against spread offenses and all the different offenses that you get to see? What's it like being a defensive coordinator in today's football?
Well, you get into some of those teams like Midview, you know, with Dustin Crum and those guys that are just amazing athletes. And I shave my head anyway, but I'd be bald the way offenses are now, just how fast they move and the talent that's in the backfield for so many teams in the SWC and that we see in the playoffs. Perrysburg, I think Perrysburg, Midview, and Cincinnati LaSalle were the three best teams in the state last year that we played, you know, just because of their athletes back there. And it's tough, you know. You got to try to make them sustain drives. You got to try to not give up the big play. And then even then, with somebody like Dustin, who you guys seen us play for 3 years now, I mean, you can do everything right. And sometimes athletes just make plays. And he's made plays over the last 3 years against us.
Talk about the expectation of excellence over at Avon. I mean, as we've said, Mike's been there several years now. He's built this program. Those kids walk out onto a football field believing they're going to win the game. Talk about that expectation and how that has grown over the years.
That is definitely something he's tried to install. I know that, you know, I grew up, I played at Olmsted Falls and playing the Shoremen for all those years. Like, they expect, teams were already beat a lot of times when they saw Avon Lake get off the bus, just because those big guys were putting their hands in the mud. I heard you say, now the turf, and they were coming forward. And, you know, our kids, I think, have adapted that. You know, we expect to win. You know, we're not going to be like, oh, I hope we can play with Midview, I hope we can play with Lakewood, or we can play with Westlake. We expect to win, and that feeds our off-season program. It feeds into how we approach the season. And you got to have that mindset. You don't take a second back. You know, you want to respect your opponents. We don't want to fear anybody.
How long does it take to get there?
If you have the right classes in place, and we've been lucky, you know, Avon, as a growing community, we've had great kids and great families, and so they've bought into Mike's philosophy, to our philosophy. They've bought into the program. They've bought into what we're trying to do. So we've been able to establish that. You get, you know, in some communities, some towns, if you don't have the right classes, you maybe miss a class lower athletically, or maybe they don't all buy in, you got to reset it every year. But we've been lucky because our kids continuously have bought into that, and they do what we ask them to do. They're hardworking kids.
Again, we're talking with Avon defensive coordinator Eric Kiesel, filling in for Mike Elder tonight. So as you've scrimmaged, as you've gotten ready for this upcoming season, where, again, excellence is expected, but still you look at a team in the summer and go, okay, there's a few nagging concerns here. What might those be?
With any team, you know, you got to stay healthy. I mean, people get bumped up, bruised up all the time. You got to separate, or, you know, I hurt or injured. I know we went, you know, into Elyria, and the day before Elyria, we had seven kids that were expected to either play in that game or were key backups that were like, we need to hold them out, because it doesn't do any good to win a scrimmage if you're going to take your lumps against Strongs, if you're going to take your lumps against Lake. So depth is always a concern, even with 90 kids. There's, you know, of those 90, you might have 30 that you need to play. They got to be healthy. The other thing for us is just making sure that we can replace Jake. I mean, somebody like Jake Sopko doesn't come along, you know, every year. So getting a leader at that offensive position, probably if I was talking about anything else, and somebody can control our flow, is huge.
And a great back in Choate.
Yep. Also, you know, going to Mount Union, where I think he's going to flourish. He could line up. When you can have a tailback who can line up in the backfield and pound the ball and then split out to a slot and don't have to change personnel, gives you so many weapons. You talk about the spread offense. Teams that can do that without changing personnel freak me out. That drives me insane.
But I would imagine, even though there's lingering questions, even though, as you said, you want to stay healthy and kind of get answers to those question marks, there's a real anticipation about a week from Friday.
There, I mean, you know, you can only scrimmage each other, you can only practice each other before you really want to get after it. And we want to get out there in the season and put our guys together, our dudes together, our first team offense, our first team defense, see what we got. I mean, I think this could be one of the most rewarding years, probably since, I know I read the article, and Mike talks about Fairview in that 2009 season, 2010 season. This could be really rewarding. We got a lot of guys back, but there are a lot of new varsity players, and if we can get them to grow, I think it could be a special year.
There you go. Hey, we appreciate you coming out, filling in. I think you did a great job.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks, you guys, Eric, for all you do.
Oh, no problem. Eric Kiesel, defensive coordinator at Avon.